the piece of Torah that I would like to share. It's really just a paragraph worth. Here, again, I'm going to be reading from Sefer Tanya, this time chapter 26, Perek Chof Vav. The Baal HaTanya is writing in this chapter about Simcha. He writes several elements. I will hold back and in this lesson only read the first part. The first part reads as follows. Perek Chof Vav, Baram Kegon Da. When it comes to defeating the Yetzer Hara, when it comes to having any spiritual victory, Tzarech Lo'odi Klal Gadol. Tzarech Lo'odi Klal Gadol. I need to inform you of a very important principle. And what is that principle? He says it as follows. Ki Kamosh Nitzachon. Just as when it comes to victory, Lenatzer Davar Gashmi, to have some sort of victory in a physical matter. Kigon Shnei Anoshim HaMisabgim Ze Im Ze. Like when you have two men and they're wrestling one another. Lahapil Ze Es Ze. And each one wants to knock the other one down. Hine im ha'echad hu ba'atzlus. If one of them is feeling lazy, or a sense of laziness, uchvedus, or his body feels heavy, then yenutzach bekal, he will be defeated easily. V'yipol, and he'll fall. Gam im hu gibor yoser mechavero, even if he happens to be stronger than his friend. Kochamamish, in the exact same way, benitzachon ha'yetzer, when it comes to defeating the Yetzer Hara, and to have one's godly soul dominate and be in control of his life. E efshar lenatzcho, it's impossible to defeat the Yetzer Hara be'atzlus, if you're feeling lazy or tired. Uchvedus, or if you're feeling a sense of being weighted down. Hanemshachos, and these feelings of laziness or feeling heavy, they come from atzvus v'timtum halev, from a sense of depression and having one's mind or heart blocked, ke'even, so that your heart feels like a rock. It's impossible to defeat anything or anyone if you feel this sense of laziness and depression. Ki'im, the only way you can succeed in defeating the Yetzer Hara, is bizrizus hanimshechas misimcha psichas alei v'taharoso mikol nidnu d'daiga ve'etzev ba'olam. The only way that the Yetzer Hara can be defeated, meaning the only way that a human being can have a sense of victory in this world, is if he can bring to the fight zrizus. Zrizus is a quickness of action, a quickness of attitude. In English, the word is alacrity, which is not used very frequently in regular English. But the idea of acting quickly, where does that come from? So the Baal HaTanya says it comes from a sense of simcha and openness of heart, or freedom of heart, that is cleansed from any trace of worry and sadness in the world. Baal HaTanya is saying something that I think we all realize, whether we want to realize it or not, is that a sense of simcha is internal. It's an attitude. The attitude can have an abundance of causes on any given day, but the attitude has to be predominant, because only with that attitude can you win through the day. You see, I think most of us think, and in most of us I mean myself, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, we think that we are happy because we have succeeded. Because we have been victorious, that leads to simcha. And the Baal HaTanya here is saying, you've got it 180 degrees in reverse. The reason you are victorious is because you are happy. And here he explains happiness doesn't mean, hello, I'm so happy. Rather, it's almost a physical element of attitude in the body, of having freedom of movement and freedom of mind, not to be weighed down by different worries. It's not victory that leads to joy, it's joy that leads to victory. And the definition of joy is not to feel blocked up and stopped up and heavy and weighted down. But joy means to feel free and to feel light and to feel like your mind is open to the possibilities of having another day of victory. And that's all for now.